Good morning. Welcome to Focus on the Community. I'm Jim Osborne here on WAXI. And this morning, we're being joined by a couple of folks that some of you may know, Eric Scheidler and Debbie Barnett. First of all, good morning and welcome to Focus on the Community, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. You're both with your respective Soil and Water Conservation District offices, Eric in Newport and Debbie here in Rockville. And we wanted to talk about something very, very important today, and that, of course, is soil and water quality and our overall health, how it affects that. And it should be a big priority for all of us. And you're here to help promote the conservation of that soil and water here in Indiana and all the United States, I guess, is celebrating something called Soil Stewardship Week, April 28th through May 5th. So tell us a little bit about what that is.
Well, it's basically a week that we get to set aside and really focus on and get our message out about what the local soil and water conservation districts are doing to promote soil health, which is important for growing an abundant, healthy food crop for everyone to partake in, but also look at our water quality, both in our groundwater quality, but also our surface water. We sit, both of our counties, one of our major borders is the Wabash River, and it is a major thoroughfare for used to be traffic of goods up and down to get it to the Mississippi and on down to the Gulf, but now just a good recreational spot. And so we want to take care of that water source as well. And then all the other natural resource areas, the natural areas that we have in both counties, to make sure that we have healthy areas for wildlife, but also for the enjoyment of going out and just appreciating nature.
Absolutely. Debbie, did you have anything to add to that? I'm sorry.
Soil Stewardship Week started back in 1955 by the National Association of Conservation Districts. So it's kind of evolved more into a local celebration of stewardship in our communities and what we can do to further conservation in our communities.
How long have each of you been with your respective districts?
I'm on my seventh year to be with the Park Soil and Water Conservation District.
And I'm in my sixth year, so we're both relatively new, but I've been here long enough to kind of get a really good feel for both of our respective areas.
Absolutely, and I assume because you're neighboring counties that you do work together occasionally in collaboration?
We do. We have lots of projects that we do together, and then we just help facilitate programs that might be unique to our county, but give each other assistance in getting those projects done as well.
What are the big areas of services that the districts provide here locally?
Right now, we're in the last year of a Clean Water Indiana grant through which we've hired a conservation technician to work with a lot of the agricultural producers in both our counties. And we're wrapping up the third year of that, looking to reapply for that grant for another 3 years to bring more conservation education and assistance to our producers and our residents of our counties.
And through that program, we also do some nitrogen study with our crop producers. We're involved in a program that is funded through checkoff dollars through the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Association called the Infield Advantage Program. And we look at nitrogen use in our corn crop, and we also look at sulfur use in our soybean crop. And to basically track that nitrogen source to see if it's being used entirely by the plant or if there is any nitrogen being left over. We're in our going into our seventh year of that program, and luckily through the research that we've found is our producers are doing a very good job with their nutrient management. We're not seeing excessive levels of nitrogen being left behind, especially in our corn crop. So that's another program that we work heavily together on. And again, it's assisting our agricultural producers in tracking that important nutrient resource in their fields.
Is there anything for not necessarily farmers, but just residential landowners that they can, I assume you test soil and water in on farms and to check for nitrogen levels and things like that. But do landowners also have an opportunity to maybe test their soil or water if they have water on their property?
Absolutely. We offer, for just rural residents, we do offer soil testing, which is very popular for like gardens and things like that. So we offer services where they can contact our office and get their soil sampled. And then we also do, in Vermilion County, we host, one time a year, we host a free well water testing program where residents can take samples of their well water. We send it off to the Indiana State Department of Health labs, and they test it for bacteria, nitrates, and then also heavy metals, which include lead, copper, and arsenic. Now, we do that groundwater testing throughout the year.
Sure.
There is a fee associated with that, but we do a one free event every year, and that's kind of your maintenance event.
Yeah.
And that's what we try to get people to do, is you need to be checking your groundwater pretty regularly, and we'd like to see it done once a year, and so we offer that free event to kind of get them in the habit of testing that groundwater.
Any suggestions for maybe somebody who's mowing their grass for the first time, doing some landscaping this time of the year? I imagine there's probably all kinds of techniques that you can talk about for landscaping.
Well, one of the things that I try to reiterate, and I know Debbie does too, is in lawn maintenance, don't over apply your fertilizer. I think that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that homeowners do, is they over apply. And like anything else, the lawns can only take up so many nutrients, and the rest of those nutrients either just sit there and don't do any good, or they leach into our groundwater, or they leach into our surface water, our rivers and streams. And so, you do not want to over-apply. That's probably one of our bigger pollutants into our rivers and streams, is over-application of lawn fertilizer.
Absolutely. Can you add too much water? Can you overwater your lawns?
You can, and one of the biggest mistakes I think landowners do is they want the pretty yard, so they pick up the grass clippings and they pick up the leaves, and that really should stay. That is a natural fertilizer and can actually help. You won't have to put on as much chemicals if you leave the natural on. And you talked about landscaping. One of the big things right now in landscaping is to be aware of is a lot of the plants we put in our landscaping are now considered invasive. They take over, they crowd out the native plants. A lot of the bushes, like the burning bush, the birds carry the seeds into all areas, and now we're trying to eradicate some of the Asian bush honeysuckle and the burning bush and the Oriental bittersweet that we all thought were really great decorative plants, but they're becoming invasive and crowding out our natural plants.
This area, I think, has typically over the years had some problems with swarming bees. Do you still see a lot of that, or some of that?
A little bit. And I think that's one of those things that they kind of come and go. Both of our offices have contacts available that if you do have swarming bees on your property, do not spray them. Give our offices a call. We do have folks that have the right equipment that can come out, that can remove that swarm and either take it out to another natural area, or sometimes they'll gather those bees and they'll hive them, put them in artificial hives. And so if you have, swarming bees, contact our offices first before you try to eradicate them yourself.
Yeah.
Pollinators are very important. We wouldn't have 90% of the food we have without pollinators. So bees are one of our greatest pollinators. We need to protect them and keep their habitat free of pesticides if at all possible.
I know you guys go into area schools a lot and teach young folks about conservation and soil health and things like that. I think you mentioned a number to me just when we were talking about some of the education programs that you provide. How many schools and school children do you think you'll speak to this year?
As far as Vermilion County, we're going to hit all of the elementary schools in the county, both in the North Vermilion and South Vermilion school districts. In-class presentations, probably going to get in front of about 155, 160 students. Vermilion County also hosts all of the kindergartners in the county on a kindergarten day on the farm. That's coming up here on May 1st, and we're going to see about close to 200 kindergartners come through various stations about water quality, soil health, but then also different aspects of agricultural production. And, you know, just a fantastic day for those kids to get out and have some experiences with parts of agriculture that they may not have on their own. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we, and then Deb and I both partner with the Wonders of the Wetlands in the late summer at Duke Energy there in Cayuga. And that's with 8th graders that come through from Park and Vermain counties. And, you know, we'll see upwards to 300 students on that day. So we get in front of a tremendous amount of students.
Yeah, and I know, Debbie, you just wrapped up something out at the park.
Right. Last week we had, in conjunction with Purdue Extension and our area FFA students also helped, we did Conservation Day for 5th graders at Rockville Lake on Tuesday. We had close to 200 5th graders there that day. And then on Friday we did Ag Day out at the fairgrounds with 4th graders, introducing them to different conservation and agricultural segments.
Keep up the great work, obviously, in that area. I think that's good stuff for our young folks to learn about. One of the big things that you guys do annually, I know, is a poster contest. Tell us a little bit about that. I think it's wrapping up for this year. Is that right? Or
yes, it is. It's basically every year through the National Association of Conservation Districts, they put forth a theme. And this year's theme is Life in the Soil, Dig Deeper. So my classroom presentations have been kind of centered around that, talking about all the microorganisms and all the different critters that live under the surface of the soil. And I actually bought a hobby worm farm. And so I take those worms to the classrooms. We talk about how worms work in nature, what they do for soil health. We talk a little bit about composting, so they could maybe start thinking about doing some things at home to build their soil, whether it's in a flower bed or in their garden. And then, of course, we have some experience with the worms. So they get to play with those worms then after we're all done talking about them. But then the challenge is to take what they learned in those presentations and then put that on a poster. And then we collect all of those posters and we judge them. We have a group of folks come in that judge those in 5 different age categories. And then we pick a winner in a second place. And those get awarded, and then, of course, our county winners move on to the state. And then if they win the state, then there is a national contest put on by the National Association of Conservation Districts.
Wow.
And Park County also does a poster contest. We have done it differently over the years, where we focus right now on 4th graders, because usually the conservation topic meets some of their science requirements. So in November, I went into Rockville, Montezuma, no, Rosedale, Montezuma, and took materials into Turkey Run and Rockville for the poster contest. Same thing Eric does, teach them a little bit about soil, why soil is important. They take that information then and put it on posters. And our posters have already been judged in our local county, and our winners were, all our posters were displayed at Ag Day on Friday. Our 4th grade winner will go on to the state contest this year also.
That's great. There's some really talented artists locally, I know. They do a great job with that. Is there any other events coming up here in the near future that that we might pass along to the listeners this morning?
In Vermain County, coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd, we are hosting a Beekeeping 101 and Pollinator Plants Around the House workshop. And that workshop's going to be at the Vermain County Public Library in Newport. Doors are going to open at 5:30. The presentation's going to start at 6. And we've got two great people coming in. The first one is Christy Dooley, who's a local here in Park County. She's going to talk about beekeeping, how to get started in it. Or if you're already started in it, what you need to be thinking about as far as your hives for this year. And then we're going to have John Scott Foster come in, and he's going to kind of talk about different varieties of plants that you can plant around your home that are good to attract different types of pollinators. You don't have to do it for the bees. If you just want to have more butterflies come in, or hummingbirds or things like that, he's going to give great examples of what plants to plant to attract those types of pollinators and bring those around your house.
Sure. Anything else coming up?
We don't have anything coming up really soon. Our next event will be probably the Park County Fair.
Sure.
And we'll probably have, between Park and Vermilion and our Clean Water Indiana grant, we will have some field days this summer. We don't have those dates set in stone yet.
And again, we're talking to you because of the Soil Stewardship Week. Again, that runs April 28th through May 5th. What are, if somebody has a question for either one of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
They can always call the Park County office at 765-569-3551 or come into our office, which is located right outside of Rockville on 36.
And for the Vermilion County office, a couple different ways. You can visit our webpage. We do have a very nice website that we put together. It does list a lot of our services. It has an events tab that you can look and see what upcoming events we have. And that is www.vcswcd.com. We also have a Facebook page. If you're into Facebook, you can look us up on Facebook, or you can call our office. And that number is 765-492-3705. And if you're going to visit either one of the Park or Vermilion County offices, it's always probably a good idea to call first, especially this time of the year. We are out and about visiting with landowners and rural resident owners on various topics, and we may not be in the office if you try to stop by. So it's always a good idea to give us a call first before you stop in, just to make sure we're there.
Absolutely. Keep up the great work. Eric Scheidler from the Vermilion County Soil and Water Conservation District in Newport, and Debbie Barnett with the Park County Soil and Water Conservation District. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Great to have you, and thank you for listening. You've been listening to Focus on the Community here on 104.9 WAXI.